This is After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud Talk Radio, which is always playing some of the most insightful political talk radio in the world. We are available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. As always, you can check out AmericaOutLoud.com for the full archive of shows and the hard-hitting articles. You guys definitely want to check out AmericaOutLoud.com. You know, Rob, recently we saw Marjorie Taylor Greene stand up to Debbie Dingell and the Democrats for pushing a bill that allows for late-term abortion. What was so great about the exchange is there's no question Greene had the moral high ground. Dingell tried to throw it in Greene's face. Being rude was not very Christian-like, but Greene had the perfect response. She shot back, "Maybe you should act more Christian and not endorse killing babies." Since this woman has been in office, which is only 9 months, she has pushed back against mail-in voting and election fraud. She's called out the squad for being anti-Semitic. She has introduced articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. She does not just talk it, she walks it, and she is the fighter we all deserve. The men and other Republicans better fall in line and step up, because it is clear she is the one fighting for the American people like no one else. I know a lot of people don't like Marjorie Taylor Greene because she says a lot of controversial things, maybe her QAnon following when she first came in, but this woman gets it, and she is a fighter, and I love the way that she is standing up to the Democrats. Rob, what have been your thoughts on Marjorie Taylor Greene thus far?
Well, first of all, thank you guys for joining us tonight. Glad that you could join us for another episode of After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Marjorie Taylor Greene, I like her. I've always said that I like her. I like her style. I know that a lot of people find her rather controversial because she tells it like it is. She shoots directly from the hip. She holds no prisoners. She's just like, bam, bam, bam. And Andrew, that's what we need. We need people who are going to just speak truth to power. Maybe her delivery is not for the tasting of people who want to be proper and prim. Proper and prim gets you nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. Let's just be honest. We've had too many proper and prim Republicans, and where has it gotten them? Absolutely nowhere. The Democrats steamroll over them all the time. Look at that knucklehead, Liz Cheney. She's trying to be proper and prim and appease the Democrats by being on the January 6th commission because she's hoping that they will like her. And now I hear that some Democrats are planning on going to wherever she's from, Wyoming, and they're going to campaign for her. Really? Are you serious? Liz, just hang it up. It's over. O-V-E-R. The same thing with Adam Kinzinger. He's trying to be proper and prim, and I'm going to call out Donald Trump because he's tweeting too much and we don't like this. Really? Okay, losers finish last. Just move on out of the way, step aside. Marjorie Taylor Greene, keep going. We need people like that. I mean, when she was elected, Andrew, she came out and she said that she wanted to introduce articles of impeachment for Joe Biden. And some people felt that, well, it's too early. He hasn't done anything. Oh, yes, he has. He's sitting at the White House illegitimately. Now, I should be able to say that if the Democrats said the same thing about Trump when he was elected back in 2016. I think it was John Lewis. He said that, "I'm not going to the inauguration because he's an illegitimate president." And so many others said the same thing. But when it comes to conservatives, Republicans, we can't say that. We're not allowed to say it because that's just wrong. It's fundamentally wrong. And you don't like the Constitution if you say it. But I didn't hear you guys saying the same thing about the Democrats when they were constantly saying that Trump wasn't legitimate and that Russia helped him. And should I even go into Russia, Andrew? Should I even mention Russia? And that entire farce. John Durham, folks, is not dead. Just in case you thought he was. He's not dead. He's alive and well. And he managed to indict a Clintonite, an attorney, Sussman. Apparently, Sussman lied to the FBI or didn't tell the truth or told some untruths as to his knowledge about the information that he presented to the FBI. Now, we all along knew that he was lying. We knew that this whole Russia collusion thing was a big lie. Unfortunately, we could not get the left, the Democrats, or anyone to listen to what we were saying about the lie, because they kept saying, oh, no, no, there's truth behind this. So after many investigations, many in-depth talks and whatnot, and sifting through all the papers, John Durham finally came out the other day and said that he got a grand jury to indict Michael Sussman, who's of the law firm, I think is Perkins Coie, a big-time law firm, political law firm, whose client is also Hillary Clinton. Now, here's the kicker here, Andrew, a number of things. Sussman also had the backing of Jake Sullivan. Now, some of you might say, who's Jake Sullivan? Well, Jake Sullivan is Joe Biden's national security advisor. Jake Sullivan is a person who was giving us the readout on the Afghanistanian failed disastrous pullout. That Jake Sullivan lied to the FBI as far as his knowledge about the fake dossier and all this other stuff involving the Russia collusion that never really happened. If there was a collusion, it was with Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. But we'll cover that once I'm done with this. So again, John Durham finally came out and said, okay, they lied to the FBI. Now, you're probably wondering, why am I bringing up the FBI? Where's all this going? You know, you started out with Marjorie Taylor Greene and what she was saying and that people, they don't like her. Well, I bring it up for the simple fact that we now know that there's a certain element in Washington, D.C., a swamp. This element lives in the swamp. Now, we were all aware of it, but we've been made aware of it for quite some time. But now we see what it is really like. And embedded in the swamp, Andrew, is the FBI. Now, you're probably thinking, some of you are like, but the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they do so much good and they're always investigating things. Yeah, they investigate things that they want to investigate. But I would gather to say that, Andrew, since the days of Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, and we know the FBI was flawed then, that it's still flawed. They have stumbled and tripped over so many of the big issues of the day. And when one of our episodes, I just read you guys a litany of things that they just stumbled over. I can't believe that in 2021, no one has called for heads to roll with the FBI or within the ranks of the FBI, the top brass.
But Rob, they're busy looking for Brian Laundrie and staging fake MAGA rallies. How do they have time to hold these criminals accountable for the election fraud in 2016?
No, Andrew, you brought this up. I think you're teasing me because you know I don't want to talk about that whole thing with Gabby Pate or whatever, but yay, I guess I'll have to go that direction. Okay.
Apparently they're still looking for this guy.
You're right. Okay, the FBI, they're busy trying to stage MAGA rallies, stage the kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer, and looking for Brian Laundrie. Okay, I don't give two pennies about Brian Laundromat, okay? I don't care where he is. Let him stay there.
He's probably not even alive.
Yeah, but Andrew, look at all the resources that they're spending on trying to find this guy.
Over $1 million already. Could you imagine if every time someone committed a murder that they put these kind of resources and tracking down who did it? I mean, those FBI agents would be busy in Chicago, wouldn't they?
You know, I think this is just like a game for these guys. Whenever it's something that's frivolous, send out the FBI. We're on top of it. We're going to solve it. We're going to work it through. These guys, it's a clown show. And the head clown at the top right now happens to be Christopher Wray. before Christopher Ray, who did we have? James Comey. Oh, and we know he's a complete loser. And before him, who did we have? Bob Mueller. All of these guys are clowns. Now, some people would say, oh, but, you know, they're Republicans, they're conservatives, and you have conservatives that are clowns. Look at Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, the same way that Liz Cheney's a Republican is the same way they are, huh?
Well, I guess we should call her a clowness, because she's probably become so politically woke now. She's a clowness. You know, clowns are for men. I'm a clowness. Adam Kissinger, he's a clown. We have so many clowns in the Republican Party. Well, we got them in the Democrat Party. We know that for sure. But in the Republican Party, it is time to clean house, Andrew. It is time to get out the old establishment of the Republican Party and bring in new blood, people, prototype like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And there are a lot of others. Matt Gaetz. What is a guy's name in Ohio that I like, who's a firecracker, who's always out there?
Is it Madison Cawthorn?
Madison Cawthorn, but the other guy who's been on the Hill.
Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan. How could I forget Jim Jordan? Kennedy from Louisiana. We need people like that, that are no holds barred, that will say it like they mean it and are really to get the job done. We need to put them on top of the FBI. I don't like Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray is a loser. When I found out that Chris Christie put his name out there for consideration, I'm like, oh, beware. Beware, because this guy is probably an acolyte of Chris Christie. And lo and behold, look and see what we got. Look at what happened with the gymnast. How the heck did they let that take place? Now, some would say, yeah, but Christopher Wray wasn't there when all that happened. But he's there now. Why aren't heads rolling? Trump made it possible that these federal employees and couldn't keep their jobs, that you could fire them when there's malfeasance that's taking place. I don't know why. Well, I know why now he hasn't left. He hasn't gone, because Joe Biden is protecting him. The same thing with General Milley. This entire administration, Andrew, is screwed up. It is completely disastrous. It is completely messed up. And you got the top guy, the top cop, Christopher Wray, who's supposed to be overseeing a lot of this stuff, who's a complete loser. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. What's coming out now in the public domain that we're seeing and hearing, it's like, are you serious? These people are that dense and dumb and wicked and evil and treacherous? Look at the country. Our country, you know, I oftentimes say that we've fallen down. I think we're on our knees. The moment we flatline, we're like laying straight out supinated. I mean, that's when we got problems. No one cares. Only a few people are pushing back. You look at this infrastructure bill that they're trying to pass this week. Look at what's tied into it. They want to be able to go in and look at your bank accounts and seeing how much money you're pulling out. This is socialism 101. People are closing their eyes. They don't know about it. They're thinking that it's okay. If you take out $600, they want to report it to the IRS. And what is the IRS going to do? Track all conservatives? What about privacy? No, this is how we're going to make certain that people are paying their fair share of taxes. Folks, let's get over it. The rich pays their fair share of taxes. Okay, now I know that that's a misnomer that people put out there, that, oh, they're not paying, and we're paying, and that we're paying too much, and his secretary is paying this and this and that. They're only saying this to get you all riled up. That's all they're doing. Don't lose sight as to what's happening. It's a red herring. You need to stay laser focused. And Andrew, if we stay laser focused, we would realize that there is a problem at the freaking border. We have too many people who have come into this country that shouldn't be here.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that. But when people in 2016 had the lock her up chance for Hillary Clinton, they meant it. People were tired of the establishment. They were ready to see these corrupt politicians who have been robbing us for years be held accountable. And here we are 5 years later. Durham finally makes an indictment. And Devin Nunez is promising more. I'm not so sure about Devin Nunez these days. He talks a big talk, but we haven't seen a lot of action, kind of like what we see from Lindsey Graham. But Devin Nunez sounds very frustrated, but confident that we will see more action. He says, all we can do is an exhaustive investigation, which we've done despite being stonewalled by the Department of Justice. Devin Nunes said, quote, we've done our job. Now we expect Durham to do his job, which I think he is doing. Rob, do you think that there's going to be more dominoes to fall, or do you think Durham just did this to try and appease a few people?
No, Andrew, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know because I don't understand Durham's mindset. I don't know what he is trying to do or what he will do. I mean, when you look at the indictment of Michael Sussman, I know that some people would say, well, he's just the low fruit. Yeah, but when you look at the technicals, the extensions, and how far it goes out, it touches so many people. And the fact that Jake Sullivan, as I mentioned, Biden's national security advisor, played a major role in lying to the FBI. And Christopher Wray has not gone in and come out and make a statement to say, we heard this, we looked at it, this does not look good. Mr. President, he needs to be removed from being the national security advisor. None of that has happened. I would venture to say that if this was in Trump's orbit, the media would be on this nonstop, like flies on dog's poop, trying to get Trump to remove the guy. But Jake Sullivan is like, oh, nothing to see here. Mark Milley, nothing to see here. All these people have failed in their positions, but there's nothing to see here. So I don't know what John Durham is doing. Because remember, he doesn't have to write a report. He can do something and just put it in his desk drawer and say, okay, I'm done. I've done my half. We know that nefarious behavior took place. We know now, just from the indictment of Sussman and the link to Jake Sullivan, that this whole Russia collusion thing was made up and it was a lie. Now, if I were at the top, if I were Christopher Wray, I would go to Joe Biden and I would say, Mr. President, notice I didn't say the P word, I said Mr. President. So let's not get it confused. I would say, Mr. President, we have a problem here. Your national security advisor has been compromised, is compromised. What do you plan to do? You need to act immediately. And if you don't, I will go out with the press conference and I will name names. So what are you going to do? I need to know now. He needs to be removed. In addition to that, Mr. President, we also have compromising information on your son, Hunter Biden. Everything that was reported in the New York Post happened. We know it for a fact. We're sitting on the information. What are you going to do, Mr. President? We need for you to act immediately. And then I would go to Congress and say, you need to immediately file articles of impeachment or invoke the 25th Amendment because the country's top cop, chief military commander, is compromised. We need to protect the safety of the country immediately. That's what I would do. But I'm not Christopher Wray. I'm just Rob Harper, radio host for After Dark with Rob and Andrew, who enjoys taking healthy cell so that I'm on all cylinders, Andrew. And I would say to our listeners, if you use promo code
Out loud.
Out Loud, you get 20% off. But like I said, I'm just a podcast host. Who am I to make these decisions? Who am I when I see the evidence right in front of me? Who am I to say that Joe Biden is senile? Joe Biden, who has not gone to a doctor for a mental capacity test, whereas Trump did. But you know, Andrew, something that I was thinking about the other day, the media, and you know, I don't like them now because I don't even know if you can call them the media, but it is their role, their responsibility to hold the politicians, to hold Washington accountable for the people. They're supposed to be your eyes and ears, so to speak. And they're supposed to ask the questions that we can't ask. They're supposed to keep the fire on them. But they've decided to take sides and to prop Joe Biden up. Is there something in the Constitution that says that we can hold them responsible or get rid of them? And I know people will say, well, stop listening to them, turn them off. But we can't do that. They have a role in the Constitution. They're mentioned in the Constitution for a reason.
That was never more evident than when British Prime Minister Boris Johnson sat in the same room as Joe Biden, opened up questions to the press. He took questions. Then once they started firing questions up for Biden, he just gets up and walks out of the room. And then the next day, Jen Psaki says, Boris Johnson took those questions without arranging it with us first. Like, it's bad that a leader took questions from the press without having to be prepared beforehand. I mean, what an embarrassment this Joe Biden is. This guy is still not taking questions from the media. Jen Psaki, I mean, she must be getting paid a lot of money because she is just in constant spin mode because his administration is just falling apart at the seams. And it is obvious for anyone that's paying attention.
Well, what I don't understand, like you said, it was embarrassing that Boris Johnson is speaking out and our own president, leader of the free world, can't say anything. And she's saying that Boris spoke out of turn, that without them giving him his talking points, he doesn't need you to give him his talking points, Jen Psaki. He can talk for himself. He can probably talk and chew gum at the same time, something that we know Joe Biden can't do. So why would he wait around for you guys to give him talking points when he could talk for himself? But that's what they do. I mean, it was embarrassing seeing Joe sitting there with that ridiculous black mask on his face. And they're saying, Mr. President, Mr. President. And they should have been saying, Mr. Resident, Mr. Resident. And he's walking out. Like, let me get the hell out of Dodge. I don't want to answer anything. It's embarrassing. And for the media not to call him out. Now, I know that there are some people who are saying, well, they're now calling him out. They're fed up with him and they're now getting tough with him. It's all a facade. It's a ruse. They want you to think that because they have failed so miserably in holding him accountable for anything that every so often they'll put their feet on the gas just a little bit to make it seem as if though they're holding him accountable. When in actuality, Andrew, they're not holding him accountable at all. I mean, the questions that they should be asking him, even Fox News, Peter Ducey, now, I mean, I take my hat off to him slightly, but he needs to push harder. Why isn't he pushing a lot harder? They gave Sarah Sanders no mercy. Caitlin McNary, they gave her no mercy at all. They gave none of them any mercy. They were forceful, they were nasty, and they were brutal. Peter Ducey needs to be more forceful and ask a question like, okay, has he ever been to the border? Well, exactly. What do you want to know? What is it going to do for you? And that's the redhead girl. She's saying that. And what I would have responded, he's the president of the United States. He's been everywhere else. Has he? I want to know now. Get back in contact with me. As opposed to, oh, okay, let me move on to the next question. No, you go direct with her and you ask her the questions and you demand an answer. That's what they did to Kellyanne. Why can't they do it to Jen Psaki? Why do they sit there and let her get away, obfuscating on everything?
Yeah, they chased the mooch out in a day.
Well, you know, they should have chased him. He was pathetic anyway. But seriously, they let her get away with too much stuff. They ask cutting-edge questions, but then once she gives a flimsy answer, they like fade off and then they'll go on to something else. Like the whole thing with him, Joe, saying, they don't want me to say this. I would say, who is they? Why do you guys have the president tethered to some type of agreement that he won't speak? Why is it that he has never spoken to the reporters? Why does he only take questions that have already been pre-arranged? Can't he think and talk at the same time? That's what they need to ask him. Is the president at his best? Is he capable of, I'm sorry, not the president, but the resident, who calls himself the president, is he capable of handling or fulfilling the constitutional duties of a person in the White House? Why hasn't anyone asked him that? You know, look at how they would ask about President Trump. Is he crazy? Is he mentally? Has he had a breakdown? Why won't they say the same thing about Joe Biden? Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, and another stark difference is if you watch a news clip from, say, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, maybe even Fox News at times, after this Jen Psaki will speak, the anchors will go on and credit her for how forthcoming she is and how great she answered the questions. After Sarah Sanders or Kayleigh McEnany did her press conference, the media were like bulldogs, just tearing them up every chance they got. I mean, it was absolutely horrible how they were treated. They always act like they want to hold up strong women. Here you have two very strong women, Sarah Sanders and Kayleigh McEnany, and they were treated like dirt from the liberal mainstream media. And here we have Jen Psaki, who has a much different standard. They kiss her butt all day, every day. And she's just in constant spin cycle for this disastrous Biden administration, which is falling apart.
And that's what I don't understand. Like you said, the other news stations, once she's done her press conference, which is always a dud, and she's obfuscated and hidden all over the place and not been direct, they will come in and they will spin again and say, oh, look, she handled that so well, and she did this and she did that. And even Fox News, I mean, they disappoint me, because they need to drive these questions home. They need to stay on topic, stop wandering off the reservation. Yes, I said it, and that's not a racist term. They need to stop wandering off the reservation, and they need to stick with the script. The same thing applies to Newsmax. They allow these individuals who just wander off, and they don't bring them back on topic. That has got to stop. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Ask the question, stay with it, and then when you guys start covering it, you need to stay with it and talk about it every doggone day. I don't care about Gabby. She's gone. She's not coming back. It is unfortunate. The FBI slipped and failed. The police slipped and failed. It is their fault. There you go. There's nothing else to discuss. If Nancy Grace wants to have a show about it, that's fine. But as far as it being in the news cycle, take it out. But I guess it's big clicks for people. They know that they'll get people's attention. But I want to stick with the issue. I want to stick with the border. Who covered the vice president was laughing when she was on The View when they brought up the issue of the Haitians. And she's, you know, it reminded us of slavery. Mm. Why is she laughing? Now, someone would probably say, oh, well, that's just in jest. Okay, maybe it was. But when you're talking about a topic that's so serious and you're going to make light of it and you're going to laugh about it, who's holding her feet to the fire?
Yeah, I would say she is just pathetic in national television interviews. I would ask, how did she get so far? But I think we all know the answer to that question already when it comes to Kamala Harris.
Well, I still wonder. I mean, I know how she got so far. Here's the deal, Andrew. I know how she got so far, you know, before she became VP. And let's just be honest. Everyone knows it. Willie Brown has talked about it. The woman slept her way up. There's nothing wrong with that. There is no, Andrew, there is nothing wrong.
Happens all the time.
It happens all the time. And we got to stop kidding ourselves and saying, oh, it didn't happen. It does happen. Women do it. Men do it. I think women are more successful in doing it than men, but it happens. People sleep their way to the top. They sleep their way to the next job or for a promotion. It happens. Okay. And if you're working at CNN and if your boss is Chris Cuomo, I mean, get ready to be felt. Well, why am I beating around the bus? The same thing with Andrew also. If you work for the Cuomo brothers and if you want to get to the top, hey, you better be ready to get their hand, your butt, or your body felt all over with their hands, because those boys are all hands, okay? So again, people do it. There's no big deal. But what I don't get with Kamala is that, I mean, did she sleep with Joe to get that position? Or did she sleep with Jill to get to become the VP? I don't know. But she's the VP, so they say. And yeah, the woman is not ready for prime time.
On that note, our listeners might have to bleach their eyes out at the very thought of that. You're listening to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Check out the articles over at AmericaOutLoud.com. America Out Loud, liberty and justice for all.
Well, my fellow Americans, how did you feel watching footage on the news of domestic terrorists looting our stores and burning our cities down? You were probably disgusted and angry as much as I was. It's disturbing what's going on. Well, you'd be shocked to know that your shopping habits are supporting these extremists. Companies like Amazon, Nike, Disney, FedEx, it's an endless list. And they've been supporting these radical groups. Let's stop supporting companies that fund these extremist groups. We can all do our part. Visit shoptotheright.com and you'll find businesses in a nationwide database and companies that are aligned with our American values. Visit shoptotheright.com and let's all make a difference.
Let's get real. Let's get loud. On America Out Loud Talk Radio, this is the McCullough Report. Are you tired of being tired? Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cells REM Sleep Supplement. These are pill-free supplements in a gel pack. They're so easy to take before you go to bed. I'm so tired during the day now, working so hard, but restless at the same time. I'm going to take a Healthy Cell before sleep tonight so I can restore my REM sleep and wake up refreshed. Now go to HealthyCell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for a 20% off your first order of any product. Let's get real, let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Today, America stands at the crossroads of history. Our actions will determine the fate of our nation. Well, that journey starts here and starts now. We invite you to join us in making the ultimate difference. Subscribe to our podcast and newsletters. Turn notifications on and stay in the know. You'll find all that back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back after dark with Rob and Andrew. If you missed the first half of the show, you do not want to miss the second half of the show, because I am going to pick up where I dropped off talking about Kamala Harris. Now, as I was saying, there is nothing wrong with sleeping your way up to the top. It's one of the oldest professions, or the oldest way of getting a promotion at your job. I mean, no need to be embarrassed about it. It happens. You know, people do it. It's not for me, but for some people, they see that as being their only way to get there. Somehow Kamala managed to do it, and she's now the VP, if she wants to say. But what I don't get about this woman, she and Joe Biden, they have been all over the country looking at disasters, weighing in on hurricanes, tornadoes, and Joe, they still call them tornadoes. There's no other name for it. Weighing in on that, weighing in on wildfires, weighing in on floods. But they can't go to the southern border and weigh in on the disastrous immigration policy, a lack of, that this administration has created. Our borders have been breached. By the time the 22 election rolls around in 2024, I wouldn't at all be surprised if a lot of these people try and vote. Not only that, when the census comes around, and if they're able to be counted in the census, it'll be interesting to see the growth spurt of people in the country. You got 30,000 coming from Afghanistan. You got 15,000 plus from Haiti. And then when you look over there at the Mexican border, I mean, Andrew, I would easily say a million have breached our borders. Where are all these people in the country? I mean, we pretty much just remade the country. And a lot of people are okay with that. They're thinking, oh, this is groovy. For once, the white people will be outnumbered. Yeah, but you got people that are coming here that will be a burden on the system. people that are coming here and that are here that aren't bringing anything to the table. Absolutely nothing.
Except COVID, maybe.
Oh, yep, COVID. Yep, they're bringing COVID because we know that they're not being tested. And Jim Psaki said the other day that, well, they're not going to be here long. Well, Jim, why the hell are they here in the first place? This is not like an open park. You come to visit and you go back. Unfortunately, when they come, they don't want to go back. They start mixing in between the people. And then having babies. I know what the Constitution says, but that is one part of the Constitution that needs to be revisited. Simply because you have an anchor baby here does not make that child an automatic citizen of the United States. When they did that, it was to address the issue with slavery. We're way beyond that now. That needs to be addressed because we have too many people that are coming here and having babies. And then they think, well, I had a baby. I got to stay and take care of my kid because my kid is now an American. No, you don't. We're going to send you back. We're going to send you out. And Andrew, if they can get planes and get them right away to take back the Haitians from the border, they can do the same thing with the Mexicans that have come here. Now, we say Mexicans because it's at the border between Texas and Mexico. But within that group of people that are coming across, we know that there are probably some from Africa, some from Israel, some from Russia, some from Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, just all over the Middle East coming through. This has got to stop. Again, if I were at the top, I would immediately say, stop what you're doing. We're going to look at this and we're going to process this. We're going to make certain we know who's coming in. So for the time being, we're shutting down the border. Those individuals who have come here, yes, we are knocking on your door and we're telling you, you're getting out now. We're going to get you out. You don't belong here. We can't take care of you. Oh, that's not fair. You're not being nice. And what about compassion? What about the compassion for the country? What about the compassion of those individuals who were born and bred here and they can't make it? What about their compassion? What about the compassion that we're writing these people checks, and giving them food and money, whereas Americans that were born here, we're giving them absolutely nothing? What about that compassion? The compassion that I have is that you have a first-class ticket to get back to your country. We're already sending your country money. And if the country isn't using the money the way it should, then you protest and get rid of your government. But until such time, we don't want you here. No, that's not being a racist. That's having common sense. And when I hear immigrants that are here and that are saying, well, you're being a racist. Why can't they come here? Because the people who came here, they stole it from the indigenous people. Andrew, I am so sick and tired of hearing about that. Well, look at what you did to the Indians and what you did. As far as I am concerned, that happened years ago. And the Indians that you're complaining about, how the heck did they get here? They walked across the ice during the ice age and they set up shop. So I don't want to hear this, well, it belonged to them. It does not. You read the history book and it says, well, you know, what happened is that the white man came over and they gave this to the Indians. They gave them pearls and they took all the lands. Yeah, but the Indians also said, give us the guns so that we could kill our enemies. We want to kill the other tribe. What about them? We got to stop this. We got to stop this whole thing where we need to compensate this person and that person. That crap happened years ago. We have done all we need to do. The buck stops. The doors are closed. We're locking the bank. No more money. We have too many services here, Andrew, that will help people get a leg up. And if they can't, it is because of the Democrats who control a lot of things. It is the liberals that are keeping these people from gaining the access to things that they need in society.
Yeah, Rob, you said a mouthful and you're absolutely right. Yesterday, I was talking to a friend who lives in Galveston, Texas, right over in the Houston area. And he was saying that the people in Texas are not fooled. They see a direct correlation with Joe Biden opening up the borders and the COVID numbers spiking in Texas. They think that these things are directly connected, that all these illegals are flooding into their state. They see buses of Haitian immigrants being dropped off in Houston. All across the state, they're getting illegals. The people of Texas can see what is going on. There's a lot of people who comment on this border crisis that are in the East Coast or on the flyover states. They're not affected by it the same way that some of these states on our southern border are. And it'll be really interesting to see moving forward how Republicans do in Texas, because this border disaster, I think, has really opened up a lot of eyes. Of course, we've had two great candidates running for House that are on the Texas border, Monica Dela Cruz Hernandez and Irene Jackson. You can go to AmericaOutloud.com and check those shows out in the archive. Two great candidates. But I'm really interested to see if this will maybe swing the state back to being more Republican than it had been the past few years. You remember when Ted Cruz ran against Beto O'Rourke? Ted only beat him by a couple of points. And here we have Beto O'Rourke back in the news once again. He's talking about going up against Governor Greg Abbott, who I think is doing a fair job in Texas. Beto O'Rourke would certainly be a disaster. Rob, what are your thoughts on Beto O'Rourke and possibly running for governor of Texas?
Well, he will run. And even if he doesn't get it, the amount of money that will flow through Texas because he's running, it will trickle down to the other candidates, Democrat candidates. That's another one of the reasons why he's running. But I would say this, Andrew, because you make a very valid point about the border and the Hispanic communities that's there. This will be a test as to if the Hispanic community has pull within the Conservative Party, because you see what's happening to your border. You see what's happening with COVID and the increase of the virus in the state. Now, it begs the question, why is this happening? Well, I'll tell you why it's happening, because you have all these people at your border who are probably carrying the virus, and they're not being tested, and they're being held in all of these little makeshift communities, grouped together, not wearing a mask, and it's spreading. So this will be a test to see if you want to make a change, if you want to say, hey, listen to our vote. Our vote counts. We saw what happened in California, a complete shit show, a complete disaster. You guys got the recall. And once you got the recall, when it was time to vote, you chickened out, I guess. What the heck? Why would you chicken out? It's like the guy, you can get him out. Now, I know a lot of you didn't like Larry Elders, but for Pete's sake, if you're going to get out Newsom, vote for someone. But you did it. So we'll see what happens in Texas. If what's his face, whatever the guy's name who's always doing crazy things, Beto, and his name is Robert O. Francis, he's not Spanish. He wants you guys to think it. I mean, that's another thing about Democrats, Andrew, and his whole identity politics. They always want to go in between and pretend to be this and pretend to be that. So when that lady came out not too long ago, or a couple of years ago, 5 years ago, I think, to be exact, Denzel Jackson, who was a white woman, pretended to be a black woman. And she said, I don't care what you guys say, I'm black. I thought, hey, what's the big deal? I mean, that's how the Democrats roll. You can be whoever you want to be. If you're a man, you can say that you're a woman. If you're a woman, you can say that you're a man. If you're a human being, you can come out and say, I'm a lizard. So what's wrong with her saying, well, you guys might say I'm white, but I'm black. What's wrong with it? Beto O'Rourke is just as white as they come. But yet and still, he wants to say that he's, you know, want people to believe that he's Spanish or Hispanic. That's how the liberals roll. That's how Democrats roll. But that being said, when it's time for the election, or when it gets into gear, high gear rather, he shouldn't even poll on the meter scale. He shouldn't even come close to winning. He should be so far behind, he should be step left in the dust.
Yeah, I don't see how wanting to take everyone's guns would play well in Texas. This Beto O'Rourke is a radical progressive in the same vein as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Ilhan Omar. This guy is wild. Remember, Joe Biden famously said he was going to put Beto in charge of gun control when he got in office. But what we're seeing now is even Beto O'Rourke and some of these far left progressives are turning on Joe Biden and his border disaster. Beto O'Rourke wrote an op-ed ripping Joe Biden for his treatment of illegal immigrants at the southern border. So Joe Biden just cannot win with just about anybody when it comes to this border crisis. Of course, him and Psaki just want to deflect and try and blame our great Border Patrol.
Yeah, but you know, I know he did the op-ed and all that other stuff. I take it with a grain of salt. I don't trust any of these guys because they'll do it just for show. He probably felt that some of his constituency wanted him to say it, so he's saying it. But let's just look at the border again. And and I know you guys are probably saying, oh, we don't want to hear this again about the Haitians, but let's just talk about the Haitians one more time. I like talking about the Haitians, not talk about the Haitians, like to talk about them, to deride them or anything, but their plight and what has happened. So Joe has decided to round them all up and send them back. I don't know why he won't do it to the Mexicans that are at the border. I know why, folks. He knows that the Mexicans will vote for the Hispanics or whomever is coming in that end of the border will vote for Democrat. Because as soon as they come in, they're telling them, hey, you can get welfare, you can get food stamps, and you can live off the fat of the land. But as far as the Haitians, they're not being told that. The only thing they were told is that Joe might let you in. And the thing about it is that you have those men that are there, and the Haitian men are hardworking men. They want to do things on their own. So they're not going to come here and hear, well, you know, did you know that a man could have a baby? They're not having none of that, okay? So these are men.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't think so.
I just want to correct one thing is, let's be clear, Joe Biden did not just ship out all these Haitians. Just recently, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas admitted that 12,000 Haitian migrants have been released into the United States.
I stand corrected because they weren't all shipped out. They let some of them go. And my question is, where the hell did they go? Who let them go? Why did you let them go? And who's going to take care of them? This makes no sense. Ship them in a plane all back. Now, that being said, what are they going back to? The Clintons and liberals, also known as the Democrats, have just raped the country of its natural resources, just completely raped the country and created a government that's unsustainable. But something else people should know about the Haitians is that they share an island with the Dominican Republic. It's unfortunate that the side of the island that the Haitians are on, because of years and years of growing coffee and all this other stuff, their soil or their land has just been depleted. And some say that is the reason why they have a lot of earthquakes and whatnot. I looked it up, seemed plausible to me. But these people are going back to a country that has been raped by liberals, including Madonna's former husband. He apparently went there to help the Haitians. And I think he just went there and, you know, to do just like what the Clintons did, and raped the country. Sean Penn, that's his name, Sean Penn. He apparently went there for a couple of years and he was supposedly helping the Haitians and he's taking his hat off. You know, whenever I hear these guys come going over and trying to do all this altruism, I take it with a grain of salt because I'm like, there's something in it for them.
Yeah, it's like air quotes, they're doing charity.
Right, they're doing charity, but it's like, yeah, but they're taking a bulk of the money.
Exactly.
So anyway, you know, so the Haitians, what are they going back to? They're going back to nothing. So the Haitians that were at our border, they were from Brazil, from South America. They had gone there after the many earthquakes that they had had. So some of them had probably been in Brazil for 20 plus years. But word got out that Joe Biden would be a lot more lenient on them. So they should come to the Texas border and try to breach the wall. And again, 15,000 people up under that bridge. How in the heck did that happen without us seeing it? Well, we knew about it, but the Biden administration was hoping that we didn't see. See, again, this is how they're trying to change the population in America, but you're changing it with people who do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and who's funding these people to get here on these long trips?
Oh, Andrew, please. George Soros is funding these people and probably a lot of the other Democrats that are in the House that have a lot of money. That's who's funding these people. Don't be fooled. Let's just say it the way it is. I mean, but what I don't understand is that you look at the Mexicans on their side of the border and they're living in all these designer tents. They have designer clothes. They have designer watches and they have these signs, let me in, T-shirt saying, let me in, Joe Biden, we love you. Who's paying for that? Whereas you go to the Haitian side and it's nothing but poverty. So I guess George Soros said, well, we'll write a check, but don't make it that big. Just, you know, just big enough just to get them here. people, this should not be happening. And just to revisit the whole thing with the patrol officers, because I know that we spoke about it once on a show. And Andrew, you and I, we did not agree with what was happening. Your stance was they're doing their jobs by any means necessary. And when you come across that border, you're an enemy and they need to do what they need to do. I get it. My position was that the optics did not look good at all. The optics of white men on horses running down black men. And when I say black men, I mean black men, black from America, but just the skin color black, because here everything has to be, we have to identify everything by skin tone, unfortunately. That was my thing. And to me, it did not look good. Now, I know that what they were doing their job in protecting our border. And they've been doing a hell of a job. But the optics of them being on a horse and chasing down or trying to keep these black people from coming here, it just didn't look good. And I had said that Republicans need to get in front of this and blame Joe Biden and say that he's a racist. Look at what's happening. What did Republicans do? They didn't do it. So what are the Democrats doing now? Or they're saying, oh, these patrol officers, they're racist. Look at what they're doing. You got Maxine Waters, Kerosene Waters, coming out and saying, I am very disappointed. This is reminiscent of slavery, of them chasing black people. Well, Nancy, what are you doing in South Central besides putting your knee on the neck of the blacks there so that they can't prosper? We have Joe Collins, a patriot, an Army vet, who's doing his darnest to unseat Nancy Pelosi. Folks, just imagine if we were to pull together and for once be on the same side to rid our country of these liberal socialists. I mean, just pull together and say, I am going to vote for these people that are going against these socialists because I'm tired of it. Look at how they have turned our country, part of the country, into, unfortunately, shitholes. And I hate to say that. Look at California, places in New York, these big, beautiful cities they have just desecrated and they've destroyed with their hate and their lies and wanting everybody to come here. See, they want these people to come here so that they will vote for them and keep them in office. Because they know that the people that are here, they're tired of their BS. And they're saying, we're not going to keep voting for you. So they have to find new voters. So some of you would say, but they're illegal. How are they going to vote? Folks, remember the mail-in ballots. We've got to win 2022. And when we do, Republicans must unequivocally shut it down. Shut down the mail-in ballots and tell everyone, if your arse can go to the bar, can go buy beer, can go to the store and buy up all the tissue paper, toilet tissue paper, and buy up all the water, surely you can go and stand in line and vote.
You have to.
That's it. You've got to. We can't have Vladimir Putin mailing in a ballot claiming to be John Doe. And we know that that's not John Doe. We can't have my grandmother, God rest her soul, who's dead, voting, or my dog voting. This has got to stop. And then before the vote is counted or called, they already know, well, this person's ahead, because they're counting the votes. And they know how many ballots they need to fill in for the deficit. Mailing ballots, as both sides have said, it is a recipe for disaster, a recipe for people to cheat. It has to stop. It has to. And as you said, Andrew, you have to vote. You have to stand in line. And if you want to vote by proxy or to say, oh, well, I need to mail my ballot in, we need to see identification. And that identification should be vetted. And as soon as it comes in, we need to have people with integrity that will look at it and run it through a machine and say, yes, this is Rob Harper. He voted. He's alive. It counts. What's so difficult about this? This is the United States of America. We put a man on the moon. We have regular citizens that are orbiting the planet. Why can't we get the voting right? It's not rocket scientists, Andrew. And even if it were rocket scientists, we have put a man on the moon and we have people that are now circulating the orbit. So why can't we get that right?
Yeah, it's a complete disaster ever since this mail-in voting started. I mean, the Democrats have had problems with their own elections. I mean, you look back at Iowa in the primaries, they didn't even really pick a winner. And that was the start of their election cycle. This COVID and mail-in voting went hand in hand. And, you know, Joe Biden is not being held accountable for the border crisis like he should be. And someone else that I would like to see the Republicans hold accountable is Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and Rashida Tlaib, particularly Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, who just recently voted against funding the Israel Iron Dome. Now, if their stance was that, oh, we don't want America to spend money on these foreign countries, and that it was out of principle of something like that, I could see. But let's be honest, they voted against the Iron Dome because they don't like Jews, they don't like Israel, and their loyalty is to the Palestinians and the Palestinians. So this is just a farce, and the Republicans need to be calling out Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib for being anti-Semitic. Why else would you vote against Israel being allowed to defend itself? And then you have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez making a big show, crying about it because the way that her colleagues were treated, she said. This is just all a show with the squad once again. Rob, we know they're anti-Semitic. Why won't the Republicans come out and say?
I couldn't agree with you more. Anti-Semitic. If it were a Republican, they would be all over it. The liberal media would be talking about it. But when it comes to AOC, who's crying on the floor, oh, they did do this. Are you serious? Ilhan Omar, she couldn't care less about Israel. Rashida Tlaib. And Andrew, that's the problem that we have right now. A Trojan horse has entered our capital, has entered our government. They want more people like them to enter into the ranks of the government to carry out their diabolical plan. That's what's happening.
Yeah, thank you all for joining us tonight on another episode of After Dark with Rob and Andrew on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. We're available Monday to Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 in the West. Find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com for countless hours of content. Remember, give all the power to the many, they will oppress the few. Give all the power to the few, they will oppress the many.